Blog Talk Radio.
Just to be honest with yourself, and I just want you to write down the name of the artist every song is played, and at the end, and at the end of the night, I'm going to tell you each artist who it was and just find out how many you had, right? Just something just real fun, just real simple. There's not no real far-fetched people. All the people that we hear, we know, we done prayed with what worship through their music and pray. I mean, just something different, just to see, you know, just to have some fun. Sometimes make you listen because you'll listen to the lyrics a little more. You'll hear the words. You'll hear understanding what God is saying. And be honest. The thing about this is you have to be honest. You can't say at the end, oh, I wrote that, or I was thinking that. Either you had to have it or you didn't. Amen. Glory to God. I really appreciate you guys. Like I said, it's a beautiful day and Friday, and God has allowed us to see another day, another beautiful day. Let's have some fun with it. Let's just have some Holy Ghost fun. Amen. So we're going to start, and I'm not going to interrupt, and we're going to have some fun. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you for this time of joy, laughter, and fun that we're about to have. And God, we just praise your name always, forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. Get your pencils and get your paper, because here we go.
The love of God me along my way. The love of God will never
I am truly blessed. cold light now with a smile on my face. Cause there's nothing, there's nothing, there's nothing that I cannot do. Now there I go, I'm not all alone. He's there, and I know that he'll see me through. If I could sum it up in one phrase, see, I am.
Fall off your high horse and be humbled on the ground. His voice is the sound that can turn your life around. His voice sound can turn your life around. Turn around now.
Turn around. I humble myself as I bow to your throne. I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do. And let your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart and in my mind. Please give me strength, 'cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through.
He needs to learn to pray. I want to let the world know today that this is my testimony. So I want you to know that God is good. He's my everything. He's my shelter. The time of rain. Oh, you know that God is so good. Oh, yes, He's my everything. God is my all in all. Now, wait a minute. Could have been me. There's no food to eat. It could have been me, Lord. Oh, Lord, with no shoes on my feet. But instead, He kept right on. Blessed me. For this, I'm forever grateful to Thee. I'm forever grateful to Thee. And let me say it one more time. Do you know? God is good. Can I scream, Lord? Oh, He's my everything. He's my shepherd. And a child.
Yeah.
family come together and rejoice in him. Sit down. Don't make it the last supper. We don't have to make it the last supper. We want all the prophets to come on. Yes, sir. Help me. Help me. I believe I'll sit down and rest a little while. God, he made the world in 6 days. The seventh day, he sit down and rest. He let us shine. He smiled on the things he done. When he said, let us make man, he made Adam. Everybody was having a good time. Man was sitting there, bewildered, lost, lost, lost. He said, wait a minute, I will make you a company keeper right there. Because I know you need somebody. You need somebody. Everybody got to have somebody.
Our next guest is definitely one of the best. She proved it when she captured the hearts of over 65 million television viewers. Here to pay tribute to her gospel roots is our American Idol, Fantasia!
Right now. will be peace in the valley of me. Oh Lord, I pray.
To MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcement. On Monday night, Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You don't want to miss it, amen, because it will be Your Fix at 6, amen. So we bless and praise God for him and how he's bringing that powerful word across on the Monday, amen, to get your week started. And don't forget the hour of power and praise, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. She will be on Monday at 6 a.m., her morning glory service, amen, praise God. And don't forget, y'all, Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration. It is our years of jubilee. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will get different music, amen, from different artists and a word of inspiration. So don't forget Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. The blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration, y'all. Let's get in the mix. Amen. Praise God and allow God to do his thing. And don't forget on Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. I don't know who will be coming forth, but I bless you. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might both come on, or you might get Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. And we thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. 9 a.m. Set your clock. We'll be bringing the church to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the church to you, to your home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And if you'd like to sow a seed within the ministry, you may do so. Amen. You can call me if it's a problem doing it the other way. You can call me at 302-883-9799, or you can use our Cash App. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. That's $ANOINTED222. And I want everyone to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Sometimes we had to, you know, come outside of the box. We got to come out of the norm. Yeah, we used to listen to a certain people sing a certain song, but every now and then God will raise somebody up. He will raise up the thief and the prostitute and the crook and the liar and the dope fiend and gift them with a gift of singing and praising and worshiping him. And a lot of times we overlook that person because we're so used to brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so singing in the church, but God has blessed this young man or this young lady to sing just as well, to have just as good as anointing. And because they don't have a title, because they're not someone that we're used to hearing sing or preach or teach, we bypass them. We'll listen to Jake's, but we won't listen to Apostle Carolyn McNeil. We'll listen to somebody that's world-renowned, but we won't listen to the new pastor that's been studying and before the Lord and is called by God to do a work, amen, just because of their title. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I just want to ask a question, and I know we've spent a lot of time. How many of y'all had the first person that Sam Cooke? And be honest, how about you? You? And you too. So you, everybody who had Sam Cooke, let me tell you that was not Sam Cooke. Before Sam Cooke came to the Soul Stores, there was another singer. There was another lead singer who went out on his own by the name of Johnny Taylor. So the very first song we heard tonight was Johnny Taylor. So if you had Johnny Taylor, amen, glory to God. If you didn't, amen, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We just want to thank God for a good time. You know, we used our mind. We heard some different music, but it was holy. It was spiritual. Amen. And I hope it blessed your spirit because a lot of it blessed mine. Amen. Our very second song was Teddy Pendergrass. So anybody who had Teddy Pendergrass, yeah, these names sound circular, but they call. They're blessed. They have gifts. Amen. The third song, Smokey Robinson, amen. The Road to Damascus, amen. The Prayer was by the OJs, amen. Oh, man. The fourth song was the OJs, amen. The Prayer, amen. Very, very anointed song. I love it. It's one of my favorites. I listen to it in the mornings a lot. I listen to it a lot of different times, amen. It's one of my favorite songs, amen. Number five. Everybody got number five. I'm just quite sure everybody got number five. The Godfather Soul, Mr. James Brown. God is good. Amen. Mr. That's his testimony. Mr. James Brown. God is good. Amen. And I gave everybody a freebie, Fantasia. Amen. Glory to God. I even allowed her name to be announced on it. So everybody got that one. Amen. But glory to God, we still had fun in doing so. Because the title was The Lord is Blessing Me. Amen. He Saved Me by R. Kelly was the next one. Amen. Glory to God. He Saved Me by R. Kelly. The next one after that was Peace in the Valley by the one and only Mr. Elvis Presley. Amen. Yeah, I'm versatile. I'll jump out there. Amen. I'll have anybody. I might have Alice Cooper one day. Amen. If he's anointed and he's called by God to do a song and it's effective to the ministry, I'll use it. Amen. Glory to God. We also have Mr. Al Green. You know, that's one of my themes for Monday night. Amen. He'll fix it. Glory to God. And we finished with Amen. Amen. We finished with Brother Hewitt, Howard Hewitt, who used to, if anybody remember, used to sing with Shalimar. Amen. Glory to God. He was the lead singer with Shalimar, him, Stephanie Mills. I think she was a part of it too before they broke up. Amen. Glory to God. I just wanted to try to do something different to, you know, open our horizon, open up our minds that God can use anybody. Amen. It's just how we allow God to use us. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to thank everyone. I do have a song before we close. I want to thank everyone. I will be praying. Amen. Who fellowship with us tonight, and those who couldn't make it, amen. We just pray that the Lord is upon you and all is well. Amen. That we just don't get caught up in fear. We just don't get caught up in depression. I pray that we just don't get caught up in doubt. Amen. It's going to be okay because God still sits on the throne and he still is our rock. Amen. He is still our rock. He is still the head of everything. He's the real commanding chief. Amen. Glory to God. So there's no reason to worry. There's no need to fret. God have you. He is your doctor. He is your healer. He is your bank teller. He has you. You're not going to go broke. You're not going to starve. You're not going to die. God has you. We all have an expiration date. He'll stamp us out on that date. But until then, he has us. Amen. And that's just the way I feel like saying it. Amen. It's not in a bad way, but to keep it real, that's where we all have an expiration date. But until then, let's continue to praise him. Let's continue to worship him. Let's continue to seek his face for information. Seek his face for wisdom. Seek his face for fire. Amen. Seek his face for a brand new win. Amen. And I really thank you, Lord, and I thank all our listeners, for real. I truly thank you, God. I truly thank our supporters. I thank the First Lady for taking time out to do the announcements and all the things she do throughout the ministry, amen, the behind the scenes and the stuff that she do, even at the hospitals, you know, taking a chance on her own life. But she walks in faith, amen. She goes throughout the hospital praying for those that are sick and dying on a daily basis, amen. But God covers her, and she walks in faith. Couldn't do that walking in fear, amen, glory to God, because she couldn't be effective. But when you're walking in faith and knowing that God is leading you, God is covering you, He is speaking through you, He is praying through you, you continue to be strong in the Lord instead of being strong in self. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for what you've already done, and we thank you for your presence. We ask you to bless those that are sick and suffering in the hospital. We ask you to be their healer, to be their deliverer. We ask you to allow your healing angels and allow your spirit to go through not only the hospitals, but the senior citizen homes, the shelters, God, any place, God, every place, God, that we know you're needed everywhere. So, Father, blow us a supernatural wind. Blow away everything that's not like you, Father. Renew this mind, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, we need you, God. We need your glory. We need your blessings. We need your favor. We need your mercy. We need your strength. We need your blood to continue to work, because we know the blood still works. And we just thank you for being a healer, God, for those who want to be healed, God. Father, Father, touch our minds and touch our hearts, God, to help serve and love and be there for somebody else. Amen. And until the next time we meet, in the name of Jesus Christ, I love you in the love of the Lord. I say thank you, God. I say thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to all our supporters. And this one is for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to let this song play, and we're going to close out. Amen.
I believe that you will do it.
Careful and always trust in the love of the Lord. In Jesus' name I spoke. Amen.